所以他们不仅仅能够给普通人们的生活带来巨大的改变化。Major means great, considerable. Got it? Great, considerable. But can even overthrow a government. 甚至能够推翻一个政府。Okay. So in the first paragraph, the writer illustrates how powerful the press is in general. Got it? 所以在第三段作者是泛泛的综述这个新闻报道的威力是有多么的强大。The writer illustrates how powerful the press is in a general way. Got it? 我们虽然强调的几个语句是特别重要的，但整段来讲，注意上下语句结构之间的把握。要求大家把第一自然段今天就要背熟。Why? It is a hot topic. Alright? 你要知道这个新闻报道，新闻它是一个热门话题呀。The story of a poor family that acquired fame and fortune overnight dramatically illustrates the power of the press. 你发现这个衔接非常自然。我们刚刚已经提到了 newspapers exert tremendous influence, so they can not only bring about major changes to ordinary people, but even overthrow a government, right?The story of poor family, let's say, now I want to tell you a story, right? Yeah. The story is a typical example of showing that. 那么这个故事就是一个典型的例子来说明这一点。所以同学们可以想象二三两自然段所表示的内容就是在进一步以具体的实例来说明第一自然段当中所论述的情况。The story of a poor family that acquired fame. Acquire means, you know, gain, obtain, right? Okay. Or we can say, a poor family that became famous and what? Fortunate, okay? Overnight. 要注意把握这小小的段语。Acquire fame, 出了名。Acquire fortune, 发了财。或者表示 make a fortune, 发了财。一夜之间出了名发了财这个可怜家庭的故事。Dramatically illustrate the power of the press. 戏剧般的阐述了新闻报道的威力啊。那么呢，这个 dramatically 重点突出一个什么内容？说明它具有典型性。OK. The family lived in Aberdeen, a small town of 23,000 inhabitants in South Dakota. 那它是这个阿伯丁是一个小镇 ，right? 拥有这么多。居民 inhabitants 好不妨换个词汇来表达我们刚刚学完 dweller 还记得吗城里的居住者 the city dweller 那么乡村的居住者 the country dweller OK so inhabitants means dweller、As the parents had five children life was a perpetual struggle against poverty 好把这句话背熟 If you are really busy soJust to recite what I want you to learn by heart. 所以如果你实在太忙，我们二三两自然段把我要求背的背熟就可以了。首先我们要求背的就是第十行整个的语句。好，然后再把握住 Life was a perpetual struggle against poverty. 对这个 perpetual 的运用。所以生活对于他们来讲就是对于贫困的永无休止的斗争。Okay, we know.For a family with five children in a small town, they must be as poor as church mouse and they need money urgently. 可以听说五个孩子居住在一个贫困地区的家庭肯定是急需要钱。So their life means a perpetual struggle against poverty.、They were expecting their sixth child, we know,The five children's mother was in an interesting condition. 还记得我给大家讲过的几个表达方式吗 Expect a baby. In an interesting condition, right? In a family way. 那么最泛泛的用词 pregnant, got it?、我们讲 condition 这个词汇的时候曾经给同学们补充过。那么等待着第六个孩子的降临了 and were faced with even more pressing economic problems. 好，把这句话要背熟。我们在泛泛的表达面临着什么的问题困难的时候，常用的表达方式 be faced with， 而不是单纯运用 face。想想看，如果强调说这个玻璃窗是朝着朝南的，直接运用哪一个表达法？ face 这个动词， so the window faces the south， 啊， the window faces the south， 啊。但如果我们强调在学英语的过程当中，我们面临着一些困难，我们必须要把它克服掉， OK? In the process of studying English, we are faced with a great many problems which should be surmounted. Got it? We got surmount. 虽然我没有介绍过 surmount 这个动词，但是我讲到过 surmountable, insurmountable, right? Surmount 克服。好，或者换个表达方式，说我们面临着在学英语的过程当中，我们面临着一些困难，这些困难是应该被解决掉的。怎么来表达？如果我不运用 surmount， 不妨换一个比较口语化的用词，解决问题 ，solve problem， right？ S O L V E。So in the process of studying English， we are faced with problems which should be what？ Okay， should be what？Okay, surmounted, or which should be got rid of, which should be removed, right? Yeah. Okay, as quickly as possible. 好，我们再回到原文当中来。They were faced with even more pressing economic problems. 注意，重点突出的是 more pressing economic problems.In fact, economic problems refers to poverty. 这里的 economic problem 就指代什么？ Poverty. Yeah, 避免再重复了。Pressing, 更紧迫的。注意它的比较句型是 more pressing. Why? Because they will have got a new baby. 因为他们新的婴儿即将降生了。And they need more money, right? 需要更多的钱。所以你发现了一个表达方式，啊。If they had only had one more child, the fact would have passed unnoticed. 好，重点语句背熟。这是一个虚拟语气，说明过去事实相反的状况。Had had one more child. You know, the poor parents have already had five children. 你要知道，本身已经有了五个孩子。如果他们只是再有一个孩子的话，Let's say, if they had only had six children, right? 如果他们只是有六个孩子的话， the fact would have passed unnoticed. Let's say, the fact would have passed without being noticed. Without being noticed. 那说明这个事实是会过去而不会引起任何人的注意。Unnoticed, 注意形容词在这里是做状语。我们一直在强调这个表达方式，说我们到达目的地的时候已经是精疲力尽了。四十四课这个表达方式是如何来表述的？ We arrive at our destination exhausted, right? 事实过去而没有受注意， The fact will pass unnoticed. They would have continued to struggle against economic odds. 好，找出 odds 的同义词。刚刚我们提到了 economic problem 就指的是 poverty， 那么不想再进一步重复经济困难 economic problems 而运用了什么 odds？ 你要知道 odds 作为名词，它表达概念是各种小事，让人烦的小事情，所以它指代的还是 problems。 那么他们怎么样呢？就会继续同贫困做斗争，依旧是虚拟语气的表达方式， and would have lived in obscurity，会默默无闻地生活着。 So in another way we should say they in fact had got not only one child, they became famous. Got it? 他们所有的并不只是另外的一个孩子，而他们很出了名，啊。They couldn't live what as usual, 不能再像平时那样怎么样了，生活了。But they suddenly became the parents of quintuplets, four girls and a boy. Let's see, how many children did they have? 多少个孩子了？ All together 10. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That is remarkable for a mother to bear 5 children at the same time, right? 一次生下5个孩子，这可是奇闻啊。